This is Pastor Jeff Chavis. I'm the pastor of Church Online, an online community of faith that you could find at churchonline.com, but we spell that a little differently. We spell it C-H-R-C-H, because all that's missing is you, churchonline.com. This morning, I want to go to a verse that is probably very familiar to us, something we've probably heard many times. It's a comforting verse, and I'm sure it was as comforting for the disciples of Jesus as it is for us today. But like so many things about Scripture, I've read this recently in a new light, and it has to do with a word that is used in this, and I'll share that with you. It comes from Matthew chapter 11, 28 through 30. It says, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Love those words. Something that speaks to us again as much as it did to the people during the time of Jesus. Remember, Jesus was speaking to a people who were incredibly burdened. The Jewish people in the first century, so burdened by the religion, by the Roman Empire, by expectations, and just the day-to-day life that they needed those words. And his invitation, so beautiful, it's so simple, "Come to me." Not adding extra religious activities, not adding any additional taxation like the Romans had, but just that simple, "Come to me." Because for Jesus, with Jesus, it's all about relationship, not about religion, not about more duties and details. And I hope that that's something that we can relate to. But the word that I want to share, and by the way, I got this from a devotional that I read. I never seen this, and I had to check this out, had to read this for myself. The word that says, "My yoke is easy." Now, of course, a yoke, if we don't have that understanding, a yoke is this thing that you put between cattle, oxen, cattle, whatever. It's a wooden harness, and their necks fit into this thing, and it's fastened in place, and they could pull a plow or pull a cart, many different ways that a yoke would be used. But there's the word easy, and yoke is easy. And when you think that, when you get that picture in your mind, you visualize these animals pulling a heavy burden, and it's almost like those two don't fit together, a yoke that is easy. But the term has been found in other writings and other correspondence with people talking about a yoke that was made easy. Literally, it's a yoke that is formed by a craftsman, by a, oh, I don't know, carpenter, and he forms this yoke to be the perfect fit for that particular animal. Now, I know in our minds, we think probably you'd go to the store and you just pick a yoke off the shelf. No, back then it was custom made. And that just sort of opened my eyes to this verse in so much more detail. Let me read that again. "My yoke is easy, my burden is light." In other words, you carve this thing, form this thing, shape this yoke perfectly for that oxen. It's going to be more comfortable for them to do their work, but it's also that custom fit. So when we hear Jesus reminding ourselves, Jesus the carpenter, when he's using that term, I think there's probably some of that thought process in his mind too. But it's also the idea when you say a yoke, to a first century Jewish individual, they do think about the ways that the rabbis would use the term. And a rabbi uses the term yoke to mean how you pull the word of God in your life. In other words, how you bear the weight of the word, how you live out the commandments, how you live out the Torah, the law. So putting that all together, you get this picture, Jesus. And I read this, the carpenter of our souls. He doesn't give us that generic cookie cutter off the shelf yoke. He offers us a plan, a life that is crafted just for each one of us. It fits us personally. It fits our strengths and our weaknesses. It fits our season of life. He's going to give us a life, and he said this too, a life more abundant and free. And what he's promising in this one, he's going to give us rest. Rest for our souls. And you got to love that. Again, these words so comforting today, as much as it would have been for them. To hear a rabbi say, I'm not going to give you a more difficult yoke. I'm going to give you a yoke that was custom made for you. That really changes the way I look at this. And let me read that. Let me back up and read the whole thing again. Jesus' call again. Come to me, you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And it makes me think today, what burdens are we carrying that we were never designed to carry alone? I'm just pause, and I just want you to think about that one. The second part, take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and lowly in heart. Jesus is giving us again this custom-made, easy yoke designed for us. And the goal is to learn from him, learn life from him, learn to bear these burdens together with him. And you will find rest for your souls. That also made me think, is there a yoke? Do we have a burden that is not ours to bear alone? And second, are we wearing a yoke that wasn't designed for us? A yoke made by some other rabbis, this thing that doesn't fit really well and it isn't connected very well and it's just not working for us. Then we need to come to Jesus and accept that last line, the yoke that is easy, the burden that is light. If today you feel that you are weighed down by something, maybe it is this burden that you're having to carry. Maybe there's family issues. Maybe there's medical issues. Maybe there's financial issues. And you just feel like you are carrying such a heavy load. We're going to take it to Jesus, who's going to give us rest for our souls, but the one that is calling to us, who labor and are heavy laden. And he wants to give us rest. By the way, he's promising not rest from the labor, not rest away from the labor and the work. No, it's rest in the work. What Jesus has given us to do, the yoke that he has designed for us, is something that is fitting well, and it makes our lives easier and to give us that life more abundant and free. So today, I think the most appropriate response for each of us might be just to surrender. Come to Jesus. Hand our burden over to him. Don't try and carry it alone. Imagine what it would be like to be together with him in this load. And then as we learn to surrender more and more to him, we're going to understand the reality, the rest for our souls. Because he has something for us that we can't even possibly imagine.